serving the Space Coast with the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You are in tune to 1510 AM, WWBC, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, Merritt Island, Titusville, and the Beaches on FM 94.7.
This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We welcome you to the Life Center Church, Titusville, Florida. Deeper in God Outreach Ministry broadcast. I pray that this message in some way will be an encouragement as we follow Jesus all the way. Let us move into today's broadcast. Not only that, but let me just say this. Fathers, we have the power to speak over our children's lives. What are you speaking over your child? We have that power to speak blessings into their life. You know, we got away from the Word of God. You know, in the Word of God, the fathers will always lay their hands on the children and speak blessings over them. Speak blessings over your children. Demand some things over your children. Speak over your children. Pronounce blessings over their lives. And stop telling them what they're not going to be. Oh, you ain't nothing. No, no. Speak blessings. I don't care what it looks like. We are faith walkers. We walk by faith. We live by faith. And when I speak blessings over your life, I don't care what it looks like now. I'm speaking about your future. I expect every one of my children to be blessed. I speak over their life. They may be in the world right now, but I'm still speaking over their life. I pray for them every day like Job. He prayed for his children. I'm standing in for them. I'm praying for them. Sooner or later, they may get it just like we got it. I was in the world. My parents was in the church. I was in the world doing what I was want to do and everything I was big enough to do, but that didn't stop them from praying over my life. And guess what? Sooner or later, I found myself in the same place in church. Some of us give up on our children because of what it looks like. We don't walk by sight. I'm still peeking over my child. He may be in jail right now, but I'm still speaking over his life. He may be in jail where he can't get out of jail, but I'm still speaking over his life that the Lord will still deal with him in jail. He may have him a prison ministry. The Lord may have him in the ministry while he locked up like Paul. He may do that to us. But I'm speaking into their future. And it's going to be positive. It's going to be positive. Because what I found out, a lot of things I thought that my children wasn't hearing. Because they act like they're not hearing you. They're acting like they're all rebellious and everything. But now when I look at them, they're grown now. But guess what? They heard. Oh, they heard. Yeah, they was acting all mean, teenage mean. Oh, but look at them now. Look at them now. The same one that we saying, oh, man. I don't think he's going to make it. Keep him before God. Don't you know God hear our prayers? He hear what we say. His ears are attentive to what we say. And if we know that he heard us according to the word, I should know that God got to move on that old mean big head. How you know he'll move? Because I'm here to tell you, I wasn't a black sheep. I was a purple, yellow, green, blue, black sheep. God moved on me. Because if you name it, I probably did it. I was in the world. I was in the world. I did what I wanted to do in the world. I did, and then I did so much, I ended up in jail. Lord said, I can't talk to you in the world. I got to get you somewhere where I can talk to you. Don't you know, let God deal with them children. You pray for them to hold them up. Lord, he's going to deal with them. And when he lock them up, don't you be trying to get them out. Oh, let me see. I'm pray to the Lord. Pray to the Lord. Lord, say, I'm trying to work with them, and you trying to keep me from working with them. And since the Lord heard you, he's going to keep on and keep on until he put him somewhere where you can't touch. That's because he loves you so much. And I'm trying to work on your child. You gave him to me. You done prayed and asked me to work on him and deal with him. And then I started deal with him. Then you started trying to pull him out the fire. Let him burn a little bit. The Lord ain't going to kill him. Oh, Lord. Lead your family. I got to move. I have to move. Number five. Fathers. Any fathers in here? We are to provide for our families. We are to provide for our children. We ought to be here. That's on us. That's our responsibility. And provide for our home cover more than just the rent or the mortgage. It cover more than food and finances. To provide, it goes beyond that. We have to provide in our families. We have to set the thermometer in our home. Well, y'all do know it's a thermometer in your house, don't you? It's a spiritual thermometer and it's a natural thermometer. If you don't believe it, walk in that door. You know how when your feet hit the ground. You haven't said a word, but you're saying, oh, Lord, it's going to be one of those days. You already know the temperature. You haven't even walked in. Everybody on board be trying to touch that thermometer. Father, you got to set it. When you walk in there, and I'm not talking about setting it high, you have to keep it down. Now, sometimes we even want to come in and set the thermometer way up that we have to keep it down. It's for us to provide for our families. We need to address the needs across the board. It's on us. We have to provide peace in the house. That's a thermometer. We have to be peace, provide peace in your house. Then we got to provide protection. I remember time years ago, I hear something outside, I wake my wife up. Did you hear that? Yeah, okay, wake the wife up. She want to be the man of the house. Wake up. Go for it. What is that? Go. And we ought to provide parenting. It's on us fathers. We ought to provide what? Peace? Protection. Parenting. It's on us. Set the thermometer. Find out it's all out of control. It's us to come in and say, you know what? Everything is okay. Everything's going to be all right. I don't know, baby, but things are looking kind of bad. Look like we're about to lose it. This is about to happen. That about to happen. We have to be able to say everything is okay, baby. I got it. Don't even worry about it. That's on me. Wife, let your husband work this stuff out. Ain't it right, baby? I got a witness sitting right on the front seat. Hey, amen. Let's move on. See, like y'all got quiet on me right there. Our responsibility. We have responsibilities. It's on us. It's on us. Be the providers for our home. You know, I'm just saying this for my house, you know. I've been trying to get my wife to get out and get a job. She wouldn't do it. Tell me, I don't supposed to work. I'm talking about my house now, man. You do your houses how you want to do them, okay? Don't say when Pastor said that you need to get off. No, I didn't. I'm talking about my house. When the last time you worked? 35 years. It was on me. I had to do what I had to do. I do what I do. I need a job. We don't even go to the corner no more. I don't went to the corner, stand on the corner, make that day's pay, come home. I mean, baby got to eat. Got to do what I have to do. I went at home doing this.
PS, PlayStation, Xbox, and everything else, you see. What happened, you got to break them out of that. When they're 16, they got to get an X job. Put the game down, let it go to work. And then if they do play and go on day to day in school, they play and set some parameters on it. Let me get out of this old deep folk house. We got to do, set some examples. Let them know, you the man, you need some responsibility. You need to learn responsibility at a young age. I think about my kids, they didn't like it, but I had a landscaping company, and every summer when they got out of school, you know where they were? They was out there with me, working just like daddy. Well, you don't have to learn how to cut the grass. Get an edge. You can edge where you ain't big enough yet. You just 9. You get the blower. They was older than 9. I'm just. Hey, but you get involved. Getting you involved and get you used to work, because you're gonna have a family one day and you're gonna have to do this. You're gonna have to do this. Don't be sending her out, waiting for her to come back home. Unless that just, if that's a decision you make in your house, then so be it. Well, you come to a decision, this is what we're doing, and this is how I'm gonna set up, this is how we're gonna set up our house, then do that. But I'm just talking about my house. I don't want nobody mad at me today, but I just gotta speak it, amen. Which number are we on now? Number 6? Again, it's William and White. A good father disciplines his children. A good father, they don't do that. We don't do that anymore. Man, I wish we had time out coming up when we were coming up. I never heard of no time out. Not only did we have no timeout, we didn't have no ADD back then either. Boy, if you don't get somewhere and sit down, but no, you better sit down. ADD, they were delivered. I found that sometimes a good switch to deliver ADD. And we was unfortunate enough to have cherry trees in the yard. Some folk don't even know nothing about a cherry tree switch. That thing, just like a Timex, you could take a lick and keep on taking.
Hold up! Well, it's that time again. Thank you for listening to our broadcast today. I pray that the word in some way was a blessing to you. We are the Life Center Church, located at 6770. South Washington Avenue in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. Our phone number is 321-383-4655. Join us, and by the way, of Zoom, for our Wednesday night Zoom Bible study beginning at 7 p.m. That information is also on our Facebook page. You can join, go to the Facebook page and look at the information there regarding that Zoom Bible study. Also, join us on Sundays at 10:30. Yes, we are in the building on Sundays at 10:30 for our morning worship, followed by a live stream at 11 o'clock of our message through Facebook. It's been an honor. It's been a blessing to serve you with the Word of God. Do keep your trust and your confidence in God. His Word decreed that He will never leave us, nor will He forsake us. So we know that we are not alone, and we know that we are not forsaken. I pray that God will continually bless you. Once again, we are located at 6770 South Washington Avenue in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. Tune in next week, the same time, same station. And until then, this is Pastor Owens saying, be blessed and know that you are highly favored in the Lord.